Okay, calm down, breathe. Take a moment to regain your senses. What little of those you have left. My teleportation skills are limited. You'll be dazed for a moment. Just breathe. In and out. In and out. Good. Now, try to look into my eyes. Well, hi there. You seem to be recovering quickly. I can tell from that dent in your helmet that you got your bell rung pretty hard. And you've been none too careful with my armor, it seems. Your armor? Oh, I disagree. You're merely borrowing it, at cost, until it comes back to its maker. Now, take it off. I have to inspect the sigils. Send you back? To all that mud and killing? Huh, I think not. No, your battle is quite over. Your friends are already mopping up without you. Besides, you don't even have the enchanted sword I made for you. Ugh, where did you lose it this time? In that hill giant's belly? Or is it under the ogre who fell on you? Yes, I was watching. I watch every fight you get into, which is far too many of late. What did you think that gem in your breastplate was for? Decoration? It's an eye. My eye. Which I keep on you. And my armor. Speaking of which, now, take off that armor. Why are you staring at me like that? I suppose this is the first time you've seen me in my tower. Well, when I'm not fixing artifacts for the guild, I prefer to dress a bit more delicately. Do you like how the silk slides over my breasts? How my tool belt hugs my hips? How the slit in my dress reveals the soft, generous curve of my thigh? Or how my... Hey, where are you going? If you're looking for a way out, there are no doors in my tower. Just pillows and silks and books. And if you behave, there will be food and wine and me. You might as well relax. Here, let me help you out of that armor. Breeches and tunic too. Although with this much blood, it's hard to tell which bits are clothes and which are bandages. Yes, the loincloth as well, I'm afraid. All tools must pass muster. Well now, that's bigger than expected. Positively enormous. Your wounds, I mean, quite nasty. Let me put on my glasses so I can get a better look at you. Your wounds are, extensive. In fact, I'm not sure how you're able to remain upright. No matter. Do you see the earrings in my long, delicate ears? Enchanted, of course, with potent magics. Now, hold still while I lay my hands upon you. Wherever they made you, they must have used a very large mold. Your muscles are like dark steel. If I bit into your chest, would it chip a tooth? Why, yes. Massaging you is part of the healing. I need to be sure the magic knits everything together, especially your arms, and your chest, and your stomach. Feel my fingers kneading the muscle, drawing out the pain and tension. No, you may not go back. Your helmet is dented and your body needs rest. Healing without rest is like a thermal engine without heat. And we definitely want heat. Wait, stop. I told you there are no doors. If you don't sit down, I'll have to... Fine, you bought this on yourself. arms behind your back. There, that's better. I'll remove the wind chains after I've finished. Now, sit quietly on the pillows like a good boy, while I bend down to assess this armor. Blood sigils are scuffed. I'll have to redraw them. Enchantments are flowing, but the helmet is a complete loss. You really went through all of the M-trapped spell already? And what's this? Demon horn? Have you been taking trophies? Why, yes, I do mean to bend over right in front of you. Modesty is a human preoccupation. Besides, I thought a soldier so far from civilized comforts might enjoy a tight, round elven ass inches from his face. Do you like my pendulum hips swaying in front of your nose? Can you smell my heat? See my slick petals pressing against the silk? That's right, human. Scent the air like a beast. What's this? You're rubbing my ankle with your foot? Is this some kind of human mating ritual? You tripped me! And you're wiggling on top of me? Get off me, you brute! Goddess, you're heavy as a troll. If you don't stop squirming, I'll keep your arms bound forever. I'll keep you just as you are, my naked, chained tower ornament. Something to decorate my bedroom and entertain me whenever I... you're licking my ear. Oh, human, why are you... Why would you caress my long, sensitive ear with your tongue? Are you trying to ignite my passion? Have my elegant elven ears driven you into a fit of lust? They are rather lovely, aren't they? Wait, you're trying to deactivate the windchain magic in my earring with your tongue? You're utterly hopeless, infinitely stubborn, and entirely irredeemable. You're a lost cause. And I can't, for the life of me, understand how I fell in love with a human who has zero sense of self-preservation. When you first walked into my shop, I should have armed you with a torch and a vest full of black powder and saved myself the headache. Well, yes. I may have said love, but there are, many types of love in the language of elves. Love for one's family, love for one's culture, love for one's craft, love for... What type of love was I referring to? The love for large, muscular, brutish animals. It's a rare love among the elves. You say the demon horn was for me? For my magic? Not exactly flowers, but it will suffice. I'm sorry, did you just say you love me too? I'm gonna need you to speak up. You're not just saying that because I have you tied up. Tell me true. There, you've said it 3 times. By elven law, we're betrothed. Oh, my human is stubborn and gullible. I'll give you credit though. You didn't even shrink at the notion of being bound to me. In fact, I see your cock is standing even straighter. Here, sit back on the pillows. Let me crawl between your thighs and see what sort of magic I can work. Mm. That look on your face. I don't know what's making me wetter. The taste of your cock? Or the blind pleasure in your eyes? I take it none of your human women have an elf's refinement or grace. Now, watch my eyes go wide behind my glasses as I swallow this sword. Is that too lewd, too rough for these delicate elven lips? No. Do you like to see your little elven artificer like this, on her knees between your legs? The taste of your pre-cum, the smell of your musk. I can't hold back any longer. Watch, human, as I strip out of these silks. Now watch as I lower myself onto you, and my soft elven flower parts for you. Oh, goddess, this must be what sitting on a giant feels like. Do you think I would let you go after this? Quite the opposite. I'm tempted to keep you chained here, at the foot of my bed, and ride your cock every morning like it's my prize. Would you like that, human? Would you like to be my enchanted phallus, my worry stone? Oh, the rock I rub whenever I'm bored. Sit up closer. Let me cradle your head against my breasts. Here, I'll unbind one of your hands so you can grab my tight elven ass. Faster. Oh, goddess, faster. I can't help knotting my hands in your hair, pulling you hard against me. I can feel your urgency, your need, building inside me. Are you close? Can you feel me clenching tighter? Am I a good sheath to your sword, human? Am I? Tell me I'm yours. Tell me I'm your slutty elf, artificer. I can't take it. Your cock is so deep inside me. I'm close. I'm close. I'm so close. Oh. Come with me. Come with your elf girl. Oh, come with the enchantress who loves you. The elf who watches over you. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Oh, that was incredible. I should have kidnapped you a long time ago. Oh, here. Let me remove your bonds. If you'd like to be sent back now, I understand. The battle is over. Or I could conjure up the food I promised. Chocolate from the ephemera is just as rich as any you've ever tasted. You'll stay? Good choice. And in the morning, we can watch the sunrise from my tower. Then maybe I'll put you at the foot of my bed, like I promised.